Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County man sentenced for sexual abuse of a minor. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 21-year-old Campbell County man has been sentenced to up to 15 years in prison for sexually abusing a minor and providing her with drugs. According to the Gillette News Record, Devon Shostrom was sentenced November 4th by District Judge Michael McGrady to 12 to 15 years with credit for 171 days served and must register as a sex offender. The judge also recommended placement in the state's boot camp program. According to court records, the case began in September 2023 when a counselor reported that a teenage client disclosed that she had been sexually assaulted 2 months earlier. The victim told investigators she passed out after smoking THC dabs at a house and woke up to find Shostrom on top of her. She said she told him to stop, but he covered her mouth and continued. She reported pain for days afterward and was encouraged by a friend to come forward. When questioned by Campbell County Sheriff's investigators, Shostrom denied the assault, claiming the two only hung out, ate food, and played on their phone. He later suggested the accusation came from his ex-girlfriend out of jealousy and insisted he was coherent the night of the incident. He also said that because both he and the victim were high, any sexual contact would not have been consensual for either of them, though he continued to deny that anything happened. The investigation continued for more than a year. In a follow-up interview this spring, the victim described how the two began spending time together and that Shostrom made repeated sexual comments. She told investigators he eventually pressured her, touched her without her consent, and forced her into sex. At the time Shostrom was 18, she was more than 4 years younger. Shostrom will serve out his sentence in state prison and remain on the sex offender registry after release. Josh Allen returns to Laramie for jersey retirement. A packed War Memorial Stadium got a surprise Saturday afternoon. As halftime approached, fans shifted their attention to the sideline, where Buffalo Bills quarterback and former Wyoming star Josh Allen walked onto the field with his parents and former UW coach Craig Bohl. It was Allen's first time back in Laramie since his 2018 pro day, and this time he returned for a history-making moment in Wyoming athletics, the retirement of his number 17 jersey. He becomes just the third Cowboy athlete to ever receive that distinction, and the first for the Wyoming football program. A video tribute of his UW highlights was played before his name and number were unveiled on the stadium's middle deck. Allen thanked his coaches, teammates, and the Wyoming fan base, as well as the state.
First off, I just want to say thank you for everybody coming out tonight. This is such an amazing honor, a huge blessing. There's so many people that I can thank for this achievement. A lot of teammates here. Love you guys, Coach Bohl, Coach Viggs, people that believed in me, the fans and the support here in Wyoming. I'm so honored and blessed to represent this university in this beautiful state. I love you guys. Thank you. God bless. Go Pokes.
He closed out his speech with a familiar line.
And it will always suck to be a CSU Ram.
Allen was on a bye week after the Bills' Thursday night loss to Houston, giving him time to meet with the UW team on Friday and greet fans on the field Saturday. His wife, Haley Steinfeld, and several other teammates were also in attendance. Wyoming ultimately fell to Nevada 13-7. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.